Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Get the Answers to Life's Questions. No, it's Get Answers to Life's Questions. I am your hostess, Barbara Grace Reynolds. I am the divinely anointed, appointed, activated Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach, a divine infinity healing practitioner, an innate releasing technique practitioner, a conscious channel, a spiritual energy healer, a speaker, and an author. I help women and men of faith step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. I use my wisdom from divine guidance to help them gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. I help them to let go of their habits and fears and limitations, so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. They get to move forward into living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. From my many years of questioning and seeking truth, I have come to an understanding of unconditional love and how important it is in everyone's life. And now I stand in the power of unconditional love in everything that I do. This makes a session with me a safe place because nothing is judged, giving everyone the freedom to be. And you can learn more about me and what I do by visiting my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. And there's lots and lots of information there. And there's even some healing statements that you can begin to make to start changing your life right now. So feel free to go to the website, look around, read stuff, see if it resonates with you. If you are ready to change your life, then your life is ready to change, because it does start with you. So this is a show that I was guided to create 8 or 9 years ago, I think. I never can remember how many years it's been for anything. But this was a show that guidance that people needed, because people are always looking for answers, and they are always looking outside of themselves for answers, when actually the answers are inside of you. But if you have not yet learned how to connect with your own inner voice, your own inner guidance, then that's why I'm here. When you call in and talk to me, you are giving me permission to connect with your guidance, your inner voice, and to help you to understand what it is that you need to know or you need to change in order to create a life that you truly love, instead of living a life that you feel that you are stuck with, letting go of that whole victim mentality, that whole need to be saved, because you don't need to be saved, and there's nothing wrong with you. It's just a matter of coming into alignment with your own heart, with what's actually important in your life. And, you know, over the years, I've I've helped countless people make changes in their lives, and I've made so many changes in my own life. This isn't just something that I do for other people, it's also something that I do for myself. That's why I started it, because I was not happy with my own life, and I didn't know why. I didn't know what was wrong, but I knew something was wrong. And so I started looking for answers. And it has led me on this wonderful, amazing journey where I've learned all of these different methods of energy healing. And each one I learn, it seems to be even more effective and more wonderful than the one that I learned before, because I'm always asking my guidance, you know, show me what's next. How can we make this better? How can we do this faster? And so they show me all of these different methods. And I even become certified in some of them, which seems kind of silly now since I never stick with anything for longer than a year or two. But for that year or two, I give it my absolute all. I do everything I can to make that method even better than what I was certified in. So I'm one of those people whose journey in life is to make my life the grandest version that it can possibly be. And so I am always changing. And it's funny when you think about that, because most people work very hard not to change. They think, okay, this is the way I am. This is the way I want to stay. And that includes every aspect of them. That's why cosmetic surgery is so wonderfully rewarding for those people who are in it, because people are trying to stay the same as they've always been. And I don't do that. I'm always changing. I'm even changing while I'm sleeping, because I was waking up intermittently this morning with these thoughts going through my head, and then I was doing releasing work on those thoughts that were going through my head and letting go of everything that was coming up, and then I'd go to sleep and I'd wake up again with another thought going through my head. So I'd do the releasing work and go back to sleep and wake up again. And that's the way my mornings are, sometimes my entire nights are, on a fairly regular basis. Because I really am committed to being the very best version of me that I can possibly be. And I realize that there are so many thoughts and ideas and old programming that's been running my life for years that I no longer want, I no longer need. I recognize that they really are not taking me to where I want to be and who I really am. And so it's a matter of opening up to myself. Most of the work this morning was about accepting that I am powerful. And there are people who listen to me on a regular basis and think, oh my gosh, she knows she's powerful. Well, no, I don't know that. Because I was raised to be in the background, not to stand out, not to be seen, not to be powerful. That's what I was taught. And now I'm having to let go of all of those teachings so that I can truly embrace my power, so that I can truly live in me in a way that I never have before. And it's interesting the way guidance shows us these things. The way they show me the things in my life is that they bring powerful people into my life, and I'm looking at these people going, oh my gosh, these people are so incredible and so wonderful, blah blah blah. And then I realize that these people that I am seeing as powerful do not see themselves as powerful. So it's a reflection showing me that I don't see the power within me. So this morning I was doing a lot of clearing on accepting my power, accepting the truth of who I am, accepting my life, accepting that I deserve an amazing, incredible, prosperous, loving, fantastic life. And I can think back to not that long ago when I would have thought, I don't actually deserve anything that great, you know. I deserve a good life, okay? But I don't really deserve all of that. And now I'm accepting that, yeah, I deserve all of that. And so do you. Each of us does. Because we are all equal. I am not better than you, and you are not better than me. And you are not less than me, and I am not less than you. And it is coming to that acceptance of the equality to be amazing, the equality to be outstanding. So when I'm talking about equality, I'm not talking about everybody being mediocre so that we're all the same, because we're not meant to be the same. Why on earth would we even try for that? I'm talking about each of us has the right to be phenomenal and fantastic and wealthy and luxurious and everything that you desire, and to have the kind of relationships in your life that fill your heart with joy. Can you imagine what it would be like if everyone was living a life filled with joy? It just, the world would be such an incredible place. And that's what I'm working to create. That's why I do the work that I do, because I want people to wake up to joy, to power, to success, to prosperity, to opulence, to creating whatever it is that they truly desire. That's what I want for me, and that's what I want for everyone else. Because I'm not asking to have something and thinking, oh my gosh, no, everybody else can't have that, or it's not going to be as good for me. No, I want everyone to have it. Because it makes the whole world a better place. And that just seems like the natural way to be, the natural way to go, the natural thing to want to create. And we each do it in our own unique way. So I don't just do this work for all of you. I do it for me. And it brings me a great deal of joy and fulfillment to assist other people in finding themselves while I am finding myself. And it's a never-ending journey. I want you to understand that from the very beginning. This is not something where one day you're going to wake up and go, oh, okay, I'm finally perfect. Everything is great. Because that would make your life really kind of dull and boring. It's a never-ending journey, and we are always discovering more about ourselves, more about life, more about the world, more about who we have the potential to be. And so it involves a lot of shifting your focus from out there and all of those other people, and if that person would only do this, then my life would be wonderful. Shifting that focus to recognizing that it's you that needs to change, not them. It is how you are creating your life to be that determines how wonderful it is. And if you are creating your life to be a pile of crap because that's what you think of yourself, then it's not those other people that are to blame. And there is no blame. So I just want to take that word back. We are each responsible for ourselves. And responsibility is not negative, and it is not heavy, and it does not have blame and fault and shame and guilt and all that other crap in it. Responsibility just says that you are the one that responds to your life. You are the one that responds to what you create. So if you don't like your life, and start making changes so that you respond differently. And that's it. And I know that sounds like it's incredibly simple, and it is. And that's one of the amazing things that my guidance has been teaching me for all of these years, is that life is meant to be simple. It's not meant to be complicated. It's not meant to be hard. It's not meant to be full of struggle and suffering and all of that negativity. Life is meant to be simple. And that's one of the reasons why I'm always asking my guidance to help me find a new way of helping people to make these changes and helping me to make these changes that is simple and fast and effective and absolutely wonderful. And over the years, I can see where everything that they've guided me to is simpler than what I was doing before. It's also more effective. And so I need to spend less time doing the work, and I get to have more time experiencing the benefits. They've really opened me up to life in ways that I would have told you were impossible when we started. And it's been several years. Now that I look at it, it's been like 16 years I've been doing this. Wow. And I look at back at who I was back then. And the people who knew me thought that I had a wonderful life. And that my life was, you know, kind of a picture-perfect life. A wonderful wife living in a beautiful home and driving nice vehicles and had a good job, and it looked good from the outside. But who I was back then was totally different. I was frightened. I was very small, very alone. I didn't let anyone know what I was thinking or feeling. I worked very hard to make everyone else's life right and perfect and wonderful. And I completely ignored my own self until one day it just crashed in on me. And I found myself just sobbing, and I didn't know why. But I knew that things had to change. And in some ways, that was the hardest decision that I ever made, to actually end that perfect little life, to recognize that it wasn't perfect and that I did not want that life anymore. And so everything, absolutely everything in my life has changed. And it's been an interesting journey. I like the word interesting because it doesn't have any judgments attached to it. It's just interesting. And there have been times when it has felt like, oh my gosh, this isn't working. Why did I ever make this decision? Am I absolutely crazy? And some people have asked me that question. But now when I look at my life, and I look at who I am and how I feel about myself and about the world, it has been so worth it because I love myself. And when I say that now, I actually mean it. I do. I love myself. And every time I say that, I'm pausing because I'm noticing what I'm feeling. You can try that. You know, say, I love myself, and see how it feels. There was a time when I would say, I love myself, and I would feel all of this turmoil inside of me because it wasn't true. I was saying it, but it wasn't true. And now when I say it, there's this wonderful sense of peace, and so I have to pause and feel the peace for a moment because it feels good to love myself. And I am opening up to my power, to the power that is within me, to the power that comes to me from God, the Creator, Allah, Jesus, whatever divine being you imagine. But it is in accepting that I have that power. I have the power to create my life however I am choosing for it to be. And as I am doing that, I am becoming more and more aware of beliefs that I've been holding on to, that I learned as a child, that said that I'm not supposed to be powerful, I'm not supposed to be seen, I'm not supposed to be happy, I'm not supposed to be prosperous, I'm not supposed to be in a loving relationship. There were a lot of I'm not supposed to be's taught to me. And I'm sure that that's true for each and every one of us. And so clearing all of that out of me has been such an interesting journey. And I'm still working at it, even after 16 years. People often want their lives to change, and they want their lives to change right there in that moment and to be perfectly, absolutely perfect. And that's not the way it's meant to be. You didn't become who you were in one moment. It wasn't one remark from one person that suddenly changed you into you. It was an accumulation over the years of everything that happened. And when you start letting that go, there's so much there to let go of. Now, if you're only like 10 years old, then there's not nearly as much as if you're 60 like me. But it is worth it. It really is worth it. And now I find that when things happen in my life, I never go into that victim mode. That, oh my gosh, someone needs to save me. This is horrible. What am I going to do? Someone, please come, save me. You know, I don't go into that anymore. And I don't see everything as a problem anymore. I simply see situations as situations, and that's all they are. They are just situations. And they don't take my power from me. And that was a big part of my life before, that I was always giving my power over to everyone and everything. I wasn't keeping it for me. I was thinking, well, they need it. Well, no, they don't need it. They have their own power. And so now I don't need to give my power away. Now I'm learning to use my power to create my life, because that's what it's there for. And yes, I do make a difference in the lives of others, but I don't do that by giving them my power. I do that by helping them see the power within themselves, so they get to tap into their own power and they don't have to get mine. And that reminds me so much of Reiki. You know, when I learned Reiki, and this was, oh my gosh, this was over 20 years ago. Wow, I am getting older. and one of the things they taught you was, you know, after you do Reiki, you do this cleansing stuff, or you rinse your hands in salty water or whatever to get rid of the energy that you might have picked up from the person that you were working on. And I did that for a while, and then I thought about it and decided that couldn't I just put a backflow preventer in there so that I didn't even get their energy? And so that's what I started imagining, that there was a backflow preventer so that when I was giving someone the Reiki energy, sending them all of the love and healing, that none of their energy could ever come into me. And then over time, I even refined it more because I needed to stop putting my personal energy into the person I was working on. And so now when I work on someone, if I am giving them energy, I am giving them the pure energy from the Creator. And there's none of my energy in there at all. And I am not taking any of their energy at all. And so all that they are getting is for their benefit. And that's changed the way that I even feel about Reiki. You know, I went through all of the training. I'm a Reiki master and have been for years. But I've met so many people who do Reiki who don't keep themselves out of it, who take it personally, who think it is their personal job to send their energy into the person to fix whatever it is that they see is wrong with that person. And that energy that they give to those people, oh my gosh, that feels horrible to me. So if I'm working with someone, if I'm receiving Reiki and it does not feel good to me, I don't accept it. I don't, you know, turn to the person and say, get your hands off me or anything like that. I don't let it in. I don't let anything that isn't unconditional love come into me. And I've talked with several people who do Reiki to help them to understand the perspective that I have now about, you know, sending the energy and just sending the love and nothing more than the love. And you don't have to put your own personal energy into it. It's not up to you personally to fix anyone. And to just let go and let it flow. And so when I'm working on someone with that Reiki energy, I'm not thinking about fixing them. I am simply opening up to the flow and asking that they receive whatever it is that they need and that it goes wherever it is that they need to go. And it's not me who's directing it because it's not my energy. And that really does change what I'm giving to other people. And it also changes the power of what they receive because it's not being diluted by me, by my thoughts, by anything that's coming up in my own system. Okay, we are now going to go to our caller from area code 415. Hi.
Hello. This is Anne.
Hi, Anne. What can I do for you today?
I don't know if I could just have a general reading or any messages about, I don't know, just kind of the year, wrapping up things I learned this year or things to focus on at the end of the year.
Okay. So the first thing that I'm getting is there's a sense about you that you're unsettled. I don't know if this is because of all of the changes that's been happening, but you're just unsettled. It just feels very unsettled. I can't think of another word to use. Okay. So when you look back over the last year and all of the things that you've been through and the things that you've learned, how do you feel about that?
Yeah, definitely. I actually was going to say the opposite. I feel a lot more calmer and grounded, opposite of unsettled.
Okay. All right, then let's see why they're showing me unsettled and you're getting confident and grounded. There's a message in there somewhere. Okay. All right, so they're saying that you've gone through a lot of changes, and you know that. And your whole life has just been evolving. And there are parts of you that that you have identities. Everybody does. We have multiple identities. And you are releasing some of those old identities. That's the unsettling feeling. You're releasing some of those old identities, and there's a part within you, I don't know if it's the ego or your brain or a combination of the two, that's like, who are we now?
I see. It's like in the before the other one is prominent, right?
Right. And so that's the unsettled feeling because you haven't really decided who you are. Who do you want to be?
Well, that's a very general question.
I know. And sometimes they have me ask these incredibly general questions just to see what you come up with. So if you were describing the perfect you, who is she?
Oh, happy and abundant.
Okay. And what does she do?
Anything I want.
I like that answer. Oh, that's the way I think about my life. I should do anything I want, and I do. Okay. So what they want you to do is, first of all, make a list of intentions. Intentions
mm-hmm.
on what it is that you want to move towards in your life, who it is you want to be. If you want to have an ideal relationship, then write down the intentions of what that relationship feels like. You know, it
mm-hmm.
allows you to be yourself. It allows you to be loved and supported and to know that you are unconditionally accepted.
Right.
That would be an intention that you might have about relationship. Write intentions for the different areas of your life. Because once you put them in writing, they become even more real, and your team, the ones who are always working with you, know what it
mm-hmm.
is that you really want to create, and it makes it easier for
mm-hmm.
them to guide you.
Okay.
So they're saying make intentions. And you can start them today. It doesn't have to be a New Year's kind of resolution
right.
thing. It's not a resolution. It's an intention.
Right.
And the amazing thing about intentions is that you actually do create them. Even if you write them and then don't look at them for a year, when you go back in a year and you look at them and you're like suddenly, oh, I actually did all of this stuff, you know.
Right.
So that's one of the ways of determining your own direction, because it really is up to you what you create
mm-hmm.
in your life. And it's based on what you believe and what you intend. Okay, and they are saying that you are so much more powerful than you realize. So much more powerful than you have ever realized. And that's part of what you are doing. You are coming into your power. You are recognizing that you have value, that you have a right to create your life the way you want it to be, not the way anybody else says, because whatever they are saying is simply their opinion, and it really doesn't have anything to do with you.
Mm-hmm.
This is about you recognizing yourself, your power, your ability to create what you choose to experience. It's about you coming home, and that's the wonderful part of it. You are coming home to yourself. Okay, does all that make sense to you?
Yes, yeah. So.
You have any questions about it or about anything?
Um, I guess, about a new place to move to. I haven't really decided. There's not a place that really points out in my mind, like, I want to move here. But I know it's time to move where I am.
Okay, so they're saying, look at what's important to you. Look at what it is that makes you feel joy when you're there.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever kind of surroundings really just fill your heart with that beautiful energy that says, yes, this is where I want to be. For some people, that means that they need to be near water because water enlivens. For some people, they want to be in the mountains, and some people want to be near a desert. And, you know, different people have different things that they really resonate with. Look at what you really resonate with. And it's not always some place that you've been. It may be some scene in a movie that really just feels right to you. So start noticing how things make you feel. And if you want to, you know, you can pull up different scenes on your computer and look at them and see which ones make you feel more alive. See if you need to live in a big city, which I'm not getting that you do, but, you know, just see how that energy feels to you.
Yeah, that's what I do now. That's where I am now.
Yeah, it feels more like you should be more out, away, peaceful, quiet, country kind of place. That's what I see drawing you. But, you know, it's up to you to determine what really feels good to you and what's going to allow you to be your most creative self. So, you know, I'm seeing a vision of you in a little house and a nice piece of little property, and you wake up in the morning and you hear the birds singing and the sun shining, and you go outside and just be in nature. That's what I'm seeing you do. Now, it's up to you whether or not that's actually what you want to do. But that's what I'm seeing for you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the definitely that path, the area I want to.
So then you get to decide whether you want it to be flat area, if you want hills, if you want trees, if you want water, you know, how close do you need to be to a city or a town or whatever. Do you paint?
So I like colors, you know, more just kind of like, but yeah, I'm interested in just kind of, I don't think I'm any good at it, but yeah, I just kind of mess around with colors.
Okay, so that's what I see you doing. I see you painting. So I just wanted to know if that was your hobby already.
Yeah,
I see you in this beautiful place and you're painting. That's part of your creating. And you're actually quite good at it. So you may want to start doing it and let your talent come forth because you do have one.
So then if I picture this place, but then what? You know, I don't see how to... Then there's, you need the job and you need the house. And
well, when you picture the place and you see yourself in it doing what you love and enjoying it and all of that, that's also visualizing your intention. You are letting your team know that this is where I want to be. This is what I want to do. And then you can ask them, what steps do I need to take to achieve this?
Mm-hmm.
And they will guide you step by step. And it's interesting because things just fall into place without you doing anything. You know, the last time I moved, I was living with a friend, and we had come to the conclusion that it was time for us to no longer be living in the same place. And I didn't know where I was going to go, and so I said to my guidance, okay, take me to where I'm meant to be. And I think it was the next day, it might have been the same day, I don't know. I get a call from my brother, and he says, why don't you come and live here? So that's what I did. And it all happened quickly and easily, and there was no fuss, no muss, and everything was taken care of. And everything worked out absolutely perfectly because I was letting my guidance take me to where I needed to be.
Well, I feel I've done that already, and I don't hear any, I haven't gotten any guidance.
So do you do automatic writing? How do you connect with your guidance?
More through meditation.
Okay. So I don't know if you've ever tried automatic writing. Is that something you've ever tried?
No, I've heard you talk about it on your show.
Okay. Well, you know, go to my website, divinelyguidedhealing.com, and click on the page that says automatic writing, and the instructions for doing it are on that page. So you can try it on your own anytime you want to and see how it works for you. But that's what I'm hearing from your guides. They want you to have something more concrete.
Concrete, right. Yeah.
For connecting with them. And then when you do the automatic writing, you have it in writing, and you can go back and read it again and again if you want to.
True. All right. What is the website again?
DivinelyGuidedHealing.com.
Okay.
And so they're really waiting to talk to you. They're looking forward to this.
Great.
They're like really excited now. And I think that you will really be amazed at how your life can flow when you are open to allowing that flow in your life. And I do see your life it feels absolutely wonderful what they're showing me, you know, you and the painting and nature and the birds and the sunrise and dew on the grass. And they're showing me all this stuff, so.
Nice.
Yeah, and you feel very, very connected and peaceful in the image that I'm seeing. So,
right.
Okay, does that help?
Yeah, definitely. Do you have time for one more? Is there another caller waiting?
Go ahead. What's your question?
So in the meantime, I have a big trip in February. So the short term, I want for that to flow. I want all that to have the money for to do what I want on this trip, you know, to really enjoy. I have half the time with friends and half the time with family. And it's a big, I'm going to Australia.
Oh, how wonderful.
Yeah, so a big international trip. And I've traveled before, so I'm not nervous about that, but it's just, you know, I'll be gone for a while. It's kind of just like part of it. It's the fear comes in like, oh, you know, I'll miss work so much, and what will happen when I come back? And so I'm just trying to get more into the of everything working out for that.
Okay. One of the things they're showing me is that this is an opportunity for you to develop more trust.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And one of the things that you need to trust is that everything that you desire will always be provided. Most people, you know, before they go on the trip, they accumulate everything they think they're going to need on the trip. They have to make sure that everything's covered, you know, and they have to have their in case of rain plan and all of that stuff, and it needs to be packed in the suitcase so they know exactly where it is.
If every contingency, right.
Yeah, and they're saying you don't need to do that. Don't do that.
Okay.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because everything will flow when you're on this trip.
Right.
And if you're on this trip and you suddenly decide that there's something that you need, you'll find that it comes to you.
Or a change of plans or whatever.
Yes. So that's where the trust comes in.
Okay.
Yeah, so set the intention that you are going to go on this trip. It's going to be an absolutely wonderful, marvelous, amazing trip. You are going to have so much fun, and people are just going to love you, and you're going to love them. And when you come back, you're just going to sit back into your life, and everything's going to be wonderful. But you deserve this opportunity to take a break and to just do what's right for you. And that is something your guidance is really stressing. You need to accept that you deserve to have fun. So are
All
you
right.
willing to accept that?
Yeah, definitely. That'll
Good.
Be one of the things areas I write about. I'll add that to the list.
Okay. So set the intention that this is going to be a phenomenal trip. It's going to be even better than you ever imagined. And it does feel like you're going to have a great time. So go and enjoy it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you don't want to start worrying about anything.
No, there's absolutely nothing to worry about. So just let go of the worry and just flow with your life. That's what you're learning to do. You're learning to flow with your own life.
All righty.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much. Okay.
You're welcome. And let me know how it goes.
All right. I sure will.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we are going to our next caller, which is my favorite number, 11111111. Let's see if it's my favorite woman.
Outside of yourself, divinely appointed, anointed, activator.
Hello, Queen. How are you today, darling?
I am extraordinarily blessed. Recognize.
Wonderful.
And yourself.
Oh, I am just having an amazing life.
And more to come.
Yeah.
I've been listening to your journey and your travels of your life many times. And listening to this chapter, it invoked in me, I did hear you say you can't change right away. But my thought was, and as you asked your previous caller, something like, what would you do if you could do anything? She said, whatever I want to do. I was with her there as she was going there. And the time and the energy that we are in, and I accept that things can happen in the twinkling of an eye, the blink of an eye. What thought process, and I'll speak for myself, have I embodied innately that has told me that I could not transform in the twinkling of an eye, but then hold on to that transformation and continue on that acceleration to be as a spaceship, an asteroid moving fast and still being me. So that's what I come forth with.
Interesting. Okay, you're bringing up all this stuff in me too. So. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, first I need to clarify for people when I say that you cannot change instantly. I was thinking more of, you know, something big, like, you know, someone just wants to completely change every aspect of their life and to just blink their eyes and suddenly they're living someplace else and, you know, and everything is completely changed. And then when you were saying that, I was realizing that that's actually a limiting belief that I have.
You're not alone, though. You know that. You have much company in that.
Yeah. But I wasn't really even seeing that I was having that limitation. That is so interesting.
And, you know, as you said that, though, I said, okay, perhaps, and I shouldn't even be saying that, but I'll go there for this moment. Perhaps on the physical plane, that is where we're at the moment. But as you were talking and saying that, I said, yeah, you can transform in the blink of an eye, the thought process, because in the mind, in the spirit, even the writing has shown me, I've known this, but my writing has shown me more. You know, if you go left, no, left isn't right. I want to go right. I want to be here. I want to be there. And I'm there. So on different levels of the reality, and since we are multidimensional people and beyond, which is what the message from last night that I listened to and I received and embodied more and more, we are capable of everything, even though we're human in spirit. That was just to validate that I really did listen and really did embody. And so even though you and I are here doing this now, we can go to Europe, wherever she said she was going, Scandinavia, Africa, the continent, India, and be amongst the people and feel the energy, because we have honed those skills and become pretty masterful to the degrees that we have chosen to. Well, I'm loving this. The degrees we have chosen to, and yet be here still as travelers of time and place and space. So that, for me, is the breaking of the barriers more and more, that we cannot transform in a moment, and that the outfit that was at Saks or in the designer's collection, the exquisite designer's collection that I coveted, I can be in it now and be covered with it in this moment, feeling the feeling the fabric and seeing myself adorned in the luxury, the opulence that you spoke of, being opulent. Okay, I'll leave that for now and come back more here and see what you say to me.
Oh, okay, you're bringing up all of these dear innate statements in me to open us up more to who we really are. It's interesting because last night on a call, after our call, part of the message of that call was that I am God. You are God. Each of us is God. And, you know, I've had people say that to me throughout the years, or say that about themselves throughout the years. And that, of course, went against every religious teaching that I've ever received in my life. And it's like, okay, I am never, ever ever going to claim that I am God? That's just blasphemy. You know, it brought up all of that old residual stuff that I still hadn't cleared out. And last night when I heard it, I just kept repeating it. It just kept playing over and over in my mind, saying, I am God. I am God. I am God. And I did some of the Dear Innate statements to release any blocks, any doubts to who I truly am. Because when you look at it, God is not a person. God is an energy. And that energy is in every one of us. So we really are God. And we have the power of God within us. And so we can create anything, absolutely anything, that we desire. And the more we release the limitations and the blocks that come up, the more we have the freedom to see and experience what's truly there for us, so that we truly can be God. We can be that powerful, that amazing, that wonderful, because we already are. And I know I talked to you about Dear Innate statements, but that's what came.
You know, that's fine with me, going with the flow. And I was guided to say this to you, to read this to you, so I will. But also, in terms of God, I accepted that, but I also, for myself, we speak of the goddess a lot, you and I.
Mm-hmm.
And to transfer that to the goddess because of the programming, even though she is an energy of the multitude, of everything. She is within everything. And being in this temple of the feminine, I'm still there. That it's important for me to resurrect and awaken that anointing and that adoration of that energy, being in the feminine quality, because for me that would be most empowering. I could skip over it and just say God, but I'm choosing not to. But I'm going to read this to you anyway.
Okay.
And this is from an ancient text, very ancient text, off the ancient temple wall that still stands. I am the knot within the tamarisk tree, beautiful of splendor more than yesterday. My hair is of Nu, the primordial waters. My face is of Ra, sun energy. My two eyes are of Heteru, divine love. My two ears are of Apuat, opener of the ways of understanding. My nose is of Kinship, indwelling ancestors. My two lips are of Anpu, the utterers who report to Tehuti, divine intelligence. My teeth are of Kephra, the transformer. My neck is of Ast, who you would call Isis, the divine. My two hands are of Kenenu, molder of form, lady of Tatu, place of stability. My forearms are of Net, strong forearm weaver, lady of Sa. Place is in the Nile Delta where Net's shrine was established. My backbone is of Sut, stability. My vagina is of ask divinity. My reins, kidneys are of the ladies of Kedaba region in the delta, in the place of defense. My breasts inspire awe. My belly and my back are of Sekhmet vital power. My buttocks are the eyes of Heru. Watch your back. My hips and legs are of Nut, the sky. My feet are of Ptah, grounded solid. My fingers and my toes are of the living Ariti, chakra, energy, forces. Symbol is the cobra, feminine principle, intuition. Not a body member of mine is without inter-divinity. Tehuti protects my flesh entirely. I am raw solar force every day. I shall not be seized by my arms, nor shall I be carried away by my hands, nor shall the Interu, shining guardian, shining ones, the dead ancestors, ancient ones, or any mortals bring harm unto me. I come forth advancing. I know my name. I am light. Seer of millions of years is my name, traveling along the path of Heru, the light.
I love that. Just being in the energy of it.
Enjoy.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you for granting me the experience of doing it that way this time. I had put it on tape. Put it on tape before, but I put it on tape a few days ago and been listening to it. But today when I went there, I was in a different place, time and space. I am the one, now is the time. This is the place.
Yes, and exactly.
Yeah. So, that's what I got to share today.
Thank you.
You're so welcome.
And it's interesting because when you were talking about the goddesses, and it made me realize that I finally reached a point where I don't see God as masculine. I don't see God as masculine or feminine, and I just see God as energy. And I didn't even realize I'd reached that point until you were talking, and it was like, oh yeah.
That's beautiful. Because she is everything. She is everything.
Exactly. Wonderful. Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. And that goes to the beginning. You said my favorite, however you allowed me into your world. And I remember when it registered to me, when I was willing to receive it. This was a while back. And I said thank you to you, and I realized I was saying thank you to me. So, there.
Wonderful.
You.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Exactly.
Wow. Ooh, okay. Well, I want to add a mundane, seeming mundane thing. Speaking of freedom, I had to change. I didn't have to. I chose to because it was in my best interest, I believe, although I really don't believe in the system that they have set up for the medical system. But you get a little Social Security check. They want you to buy it, or they penalize you if you ever come to buy it. You get penalized. So with that said, I buy it. And I found a plan that was called the Freedom Plan, and it felt so right. I said, okay, I'm going to buy this Freedom Plan. But, of course, when I really looked into it deeper, it really wasn't the Freedom Plan. I mean, it's better than a lot, but it still wasn't all it was cracked up to be. So maybe the definition of freedom needs to be redefined anyway.
Ooh. Yeah.
All right, my sister. Namaste.
Namaste. Okay. Give me a second to come back to here and now. Queen always takes me off to someplace else. All right. So we are going to go to the caller from area code 718. See if my computer will work. Hi, who's this? Area code 718, are you there?
Oh, Barbara?
Yeah?
Hi, Barbara, this is Keisha.
Sounds like I caught you in the middle of a mouthful.
No, I thought you were talking to someone else for some reason.
How are you, darling?
I'm amazing. I'm doing really, really good. That's kind of why I'm calling you. How are you doing?
I'm doing absolutely fabulous. So what's happening?
Well, I'm kind of going through like a rebirth, and I feel I'm just kind of like really ready to own my power, and I really, really realize that, you know, I need to do what I love, and, you know, I need to support myself and not feel any shame and guilt or anything about it. But I've been doing a lot of, clearing and releasing things, and I'm just wondering, how is that going? Like, did I release these things?
Okay.
Yeah, I've been doing some Serenade work, and I've been doing just clearing my energy of my relatives, and I want to receive love and money and releasing all fear around it. I've kind of been doing work and energy around it. I'm just wondering, what are you getting?
Okay. What I'm getting is that you are definitely making progress. Okay, let's see if they have a message they want to share with you or what it is. Okay, there is a message. Here it is. The work that you are doing is just part of what you are going through. You are recognizing yourself. You are recognizing yourself in ways that you've never recognized yourself at all. You are opening up to loving you. And that is the true beauty of what you are doing. Because it is when you come from love for yourself that you can share that love with the whole world. But it starts with you. So we encourage you to continue to let go. Let go of anything and everything that comes up. Just let go. No matter what it is, let it go. No matter how long you've been holding on to it, let it go. No matter what anybody else says, let it go. Because that is taking you into that place where you have the freedom to be you. And you have the freedom to create the life that you truly desire and to create that life and all of the aspects of that life, including the prosperity, including the love, including the amazing relationships, including the perfect health, including knowing that you are a huge, enormous, wonderful blessing to the entire world. This is about you learning the truth of you and living that truth. So keep up the good work. You are making a difference.
Okay, well, that sounds like you're doing a good job.
Oh, my God, thank you. But that's what it is, right? Because I was trying to, I guess, I'm like, okay, I'm allowing myself to be me and do what I want to do and support myself and not feel, and I just was realizing, like, most of the things that, say, if it was a belief or a judgment, it was really a fear. You know, that's kind of fear or shame and guilt or something like that, one of those negative feelings kind of in place. And I've just been, like, you know, asking my angels to, you know, help cut cords, release it, and doing my Darren 8 stuff. And I'm just really seeing, I've already seen what I was doing and how that's not the way to get what I want. And, you know, it's about being myself, doing what I love, and supporting myself. And but I like what they said and what you said, that that's what it's really about. It's about loving myself and allowing me to be me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, haven't been doing that.
That's true, because the first time I ever talked to you, you didn't really love yourself. You thought, well, you thought all sorts of crappy stuff about yourself because that's what you'd heard from the crappy people that you've been associating with all your life. But yeah. Now you are accepting that, hey, you're phenomenal. You really are. You are incredible. You really are an amazing woman, and you have talents and gifts and even more than you already know, and you are opening up to them and embracing the truth of you, and that is so amazing, and I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, and thank you for all your help. I mean, you know what I realized, too, with just with different words kind of just have different words as symbols, and words have different meanings. So when you say, so for example, if someone says, oh, I want a lot of money, you know, what they're saying is I want a lot of love, I want support, I want a lot of joy, you know what I mean? And there's no reason to feel guilt about any of those things. And I just feel like those aren't my beliefs. Those are someone else's, and why am I carrying it?
Exactly. Yes.
Why am I living by someone else's limiting beliefs or false beliefs? But, yeah, I'm feeling really good, and I'm feeling I'm supporting myself with whatever it is I want to do. I'm just, you know, taking the steps and just really showing up. But I'm just really trying to release fears and negative energy to be myself.
Good. Wonderful.
Oh, my
Yay.
God. Thank you so much, Barbara. But I feel really, really good. And it's just like, I feel like, you know, it's like a birthday, even though my birthday is actually coming up. But I just feel like, you know, it's just like a new beginning.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I feel
and
like
it's a beginning that you are creating in your own life. So that's
yeah.
even more wonderful.
Yes. I feel like it's a new beginning, and I'm just ready to, you know, I just did the thing like I wanted to cut cords with my relatives and just really be myself. And any contracts I've had, you know, like obligating myself to them or rescuing them or whatever it was, you know, I'm just feeling free of their free of certain energies.
Great, wonderful.
Oh. Well, thank you, Barbara. Thank you so much.
Well, I'm supposed to ask you, would you like to do some work right now?
Oh, really? What kind of work? Really?
Seriously.
I'm not sure exactly where they're going to go with it, but they're like, oh, we should do some work with her and get her even further along. So, does that have an appeal to you, young lady?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So we are going to do some Dear Innate statements. So, okay, here we go. Dear Innate, even though this goes against everything that I was ever taught.
You said, Dear Innate, even though this goes against everything I was ever taught.
I am now opening up to loving myself.
I am now opening up to loving myself.
Dear Innate, even though this goes against everything I ever believed was true.
Dear Innate, even though this goes against everything I've ever believed was true.
I deserve the best.
I deserve the best.
I am the best.
I am the best.
I live the best.
I live the best.
Now and forevermore.
Now and forevermore.
Dear Innate, even though this goes against everything I've ever experienced.
Dear Innate, even though this goes against everything I've ever experienced.
I am creating a phenomenal life for myself.
I am creating a phenomenal life for myself.
I am standing in my power.
I am standing in my power.
I am letting myself be seen.
I am letting myself be seen.
I am accepting that I am phenomenal.
I am accepting that I am phenomenal.
Now and forevermore.
Now and forevermore.
Dear Innate, even though this goes against my family's beliefs,
Dear Innate, even though this goes against my family's beliefs,
I give myself permission to be me.
I give myself permission to be me.
Now and forevermore.
Now and forevermore.
And take a nice deep breath. Hey, how does that feel?
Feels good. It feels powerful. You know, it feels It feels really good. I feel like, hey, yeah, I have a right to do what I want to do.
Yeah, you do.
You know?
Yeah.
Right. Why should I listen to these people or give my power away to these people? That's their issue, not mine.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, I feel good.
Okay. Well, they say when you are all set, keep going forward and making the changes that you are making and, you know, clear out everything. They're showing you this image of this huge house full of stuff and you're just opening the windows and the doors and you're throwing everything out. And it's just all going.
I'm going to be going through my things and things that don't fit anymore, I don't want anymore, taking up space. I'm letting it go. Believe it or not, when I wanted to move before, like years ago when I moved to Atlanta, I actually just got, I had all these sweaters and all these things I wasn't wearing, and I kind of got rid of those, and then I did some visualization, and I actually moved in like 2 weeks. So I'm kind of trying to do this cleansing and letting go of things and manifesting so I can, so help me move as well.
Yeah. And, okay, I don't know if you feel like you have cords attaching you to that location where you are, because that's an image that they're showing me. You cutting your cords to that place, to that city, to that state, to that area, whatever, however that works for you.
Wow, I never thought about that. I never thought about
I thought I just was doing it with people. I never thought about that with places. But you know what I did? Right. You know what I did do with my last job? I just had did like a seesaw thing, and I cut all the cords to the people and the energy of the vibe where I was working at. But I didn't think about, and I did actually say the company as well. But I didn't think about doing that with the place I'm in now. That's a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah, because you have some attachment to the place, so you need to let that go. And then you're free, and they're just showing you you're freely going where you want to go. So.
Oh, gosh. Well, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I love this Dear and Nate thing. I love it. Well, I'll definitely keep up the good work and let you know how it's going.
Okay. Well, probably next time you call, you'll be telling me, I've moved. So.
yes, I just might.
Yeah, I can see that happening quickly for you now.
I could, too. I really, really could, too, because I definitely know it's possible. I know it's possible. Well, thank you, Barbara. Thank you so much. Have a beautiful Friday, a beautiful weekend.
I will, and you too.
Thanks. Thanks for everything.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. So maybe that's an example of how you can change, and you can change quickly, but you're not changing everything in an instant, which I'm going to work on letting go of the idea that you can't change everything in an instant, which would make life so much more interesting. Ooh, that brings up a belief that it's not safe to change everything in an instant. Okay. It makes things unpredictable. Oh. And then you don't know, then you don't have any sense of stability, any knowing that things are the way that they have been. It's like you become ungrounded. Oh, that's interesting. One of the images that I was bringing up about changing in an instant in my own mind was, you know, deciding that you were changing where you lived. And, you know, you do your Dear and Nate statements. So when I do my Dear and Nate statements, my eyes are closed. So I'm seeing myself with my eyes closed, doing my Dear and Nate statements, opening my eyes and being in a different house. You know, being in a different location. And that actually brings up, I guess it's some fear within me, because I don't want, I don't want that much power, and I don't want you to have that much power. Oh, that's really interesting, because I don't want to just limit myself. I want to limit everybody else. Because then I know what to expect. And, you know, your brain is really tied in with those expectations. Your brain has expectations of what your life is going to be like. And as you are changing your beliefs, your brain is having to let go of those expectations. And that's one of those expectations that my brain is saying, no, it's really not safe for us to let this go. Because if people could just suddenly be wherever they wanted to be, then no one would ever be in the place that you expect them to be, and you'd have to actually go looking for them. So it's like you don't really want this fairy tale existence because it's going to create problems. But the interesting thing about that is that if we could just close our eyes and make those statements and change our lives, change where we are living, instantly, you know, make the changes that we desire, then we could also just instantly know where people are, know how to get to wherever it is we need to get to in order to see them if that's something that we needed to do. We would also have the freedom to just move ourselves to where they are. So then we wouldn't actually need cars and buses and trains and planes. We could just teleport, you know, that whole just doing it right then in that moment. That would just be so phenomenal. I mean, you could just decide, wake up one morning and decide, well, I think I'll go and spend the day in Paris and, you know, be in Paris and spend the day doing whatever it is that you decided you want to go to Paris to do. And you could decide, okay, I need to have this much money to spend in Paris, you know, give me, you know, 10,000 euros and I can enjoy my day. And then you would just have the 10,000 euros and you could enjoy your day. Wouldn't life be wonderful if we could do that? I really like that vision of instant change and what that could bring to the world. And that is a part of that whole idea of creating heaven on earth, because you would have the complete freedom to do whatever you wanted to do, to be whoever you wanted to be, to experience whatever it is you had chosen to experience. And that's what I really want to move towards in my life, and that's what I want the world to move towards. And so now that whole instant change feels open and amazing. Oh, that is so much better than that being afraid of blah, 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 blah. This has been a really, really great show and a great experience for me. You know, it's a continuation of the work that I started doing when I started waking up, opening up to the freedom to be me, opening up to the power that is within me, opening up to utilizing that power to create the life that I truly desire instead of having to go through what I used to go through. You know, it's our attachments to the past that hold us back so often, because we have the belief that today has to be the way yesterday was. You know, this is where I lived yesterday, so this is where I live today. And the only way for me to change that is to, you know, pack up, find another place, move, and go through the usual channels, go through what I have been taught is normal in order to have it change. Well, what if we detached from all of those beliefs? What if we didn't live normal anymore? This is what we are moving towards. We are moving towards having a life that is more and more filled with love and light and power and prosperity and all of the things that we desire. This is what light workers are here to create in this world. And so we are learning to create it in our own personal lives so that we can show others how to create it in their lives. This is our purpose. This is our evolution. And it's meant to be an absolutely wonderful and amazing experience. So don't hold yourself back. Don't hang on to those old beliefs. Let that go. Move forward in who you are being, in what you are experiencing. Let yourself change. Even if it makes you afraid, you know, you can simply say, "Dear Nate, I release the fear. I release the fear of the unknown. I release the fear of change." Whatever wording fits best for you. Just say, "Dear Nate, I release it." And start letting it go.
we really have so much potential that we have yet to tap into. Potential in ourselves, potential in the world, potentials in life. It's time for us to start living that potential. Letting our lives become so much more. Letting ourselves become so much more. Letting go of the old. And creating our own desires. And don't worry, this is not a power that you can use, you know, to manipulate other people and get people to do what you want them to do, even if it's not what they want to do. It's not about controlling. It's about freeing. It's about opening. It's about releasing. Letting go of what was, so that you can live what you are truly choosing to live. So I encourage each of you to think about that. Journal it, you know, write down how you feel about it, write down whatever comes up for you, and then go back and let it go. Use a dear innate statement. Say, dear innate, I release this, whatever it is you've written down. Dear innate, I release this. Dear innate, I release this. And yes, it really is that simple. Start making changes in your life. You have the power. You really do. So let yourself live in that power. It's been a wonderful, beautiful, amazing show. And my guidance is saying now is a good time to just let go. So I'm going to listen to them, and hopefully you will too. I encourage each of you to do something just for you today, something just to show yourself that you love you, because you can never, ever have too much love. I will be back on Sunday night for Love and Amazing Grace with DC Love. And you are welcome to join us then. It's at 6 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Eastern. And you guys can figure out the times in all the other places in the world. Thank you all so much for listening. I love you. And I send you love and love of freedom. Goodbye, everybody.